Hello, this is Mace Hara for Medical Sales Guru, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. Please also check out my written blog at www.medicalsalestraining.com and click on the Medical Sales Blog. Every week, I get calls and emails from people like yourself who are selling in the medical device industry, the pharmaceutical industry, and they're facing challenges that they never faced before. Why? Because healthcare is changing. And many of the questions I get have to do with, what do I do in this particular situation? I've gotten called in by the CEO, the CFO, the materials manager. The doctor is now telling me he can't use my product. What do I do? Look, we all want the magic bullet, but in a changing healthcare industry, I'm not really sure a healthcare magic bullet exists. What this means is you're going to have to do things that aren't going to be comfortable. You're going to have to try and work out solutions each time that may or may not work. Sure, you could go to your manager, you could go to someone higher up in your company, or you could even send me an email, but not anyone is necessarily going to be able to predict what the outcome is going to be or what specific action is going to be most effective. Here's what you can't do. You can't sit there and wait. You can't do nothing. You have to be proactive. And I know that the term proactive has become a very cliched term in the last several decades. But in a time of change, the person who gets there and is able to adapt first is in the best position to sustain business over the long haul. For example, are you still trying just to get out there and sell your product to the end user, or are you starting to have conversations with people in the hospital or the clinic or elsewhere in the healthcare system who are actually responsible for ordering and paying for your product? Because these people have more direct knowledge of what's going to be required in the future for you to continue to do business. If you're not talking to these people, you're making a huge mistake, because if your competition is talking to these people, they're going to eat your lunch in the days ahead. I know, change is a difficult thing. It was always great when you could just go to the end user, form the relationship, and he or she said, yeah, come on, bring your product in, we'll use it, I like you. Well, that's going out the window. And the winners in the future are going to be those who look at the big picture. They look at every corner of their business and make sure that they're setting up shop to address everyone who's involved. And in the process of doing that, a couple of things are going to happen. Number one, you're going to get your nose bloodied. You're going to do things wrong, and you're probably going to make people angry, and that is never a comfortable position to be in. But the flip side of not doing that is you're going to lose, and you're going to be out of business. Now, I know this isn't an uplifting podcast, but if you think about it, it really is, because everyone wants to know what the magic bullet is. And the magic bullet is to be willing to address the unknown and to face the change as it happens and to be able to turn on a dime and change direction when it's required. That's the magic bullet. I know it's not so magic, but you still work in an industry where people are being paid very well, and there is an incredible future ahead. Your job is to adapt, and your job is to be willing to land on your butt if that's what it takes to succeed long term. If there's anything I can do to help, please feel free to send me an email or give me a call, or have someone at your company give me a call. And while you're at it, you may as well read the medical sales blog, because it's free and it's full of good information. At least that's what my readers tell me. That's available at www.medicalsalestraining.com. Click on the medical sales blog. And as you go through your medical sales career, no matter what changes are taking place, don't forget why you're there. Sure, you're there to make a good living for yourself and your family, but ultimately, who is the beneficiary of everything that you do? It's the patient. And my friends, the patient always comes first. Go out and sell something. Have a good week. Bye for now.